This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Transitioning from high school to college can be exciting, yet daunting for any student. Data indicate it can be especially challenging for first-generation college students who will lead the way for their families in navigating the world of higher education. Two local researchers at Villanova University have been studying first-gen students in our area and confirm that their success begins before the first day of school. I spoke with Stacey Havlick and Krista Malott on Nova's campus. Havlick tells us what the term first-gen student means in the context of their findings.
In the context of our research, we're using the definition of the United States Department of Education, and that is students who are the first in their family to get a bachelor's degree.
Are you a first-generation student?
I am, yes. My mother has an associate's degree, and my dad went to the military.
Krista, what unique challenges can these students face?
Often you see that these students have additional challenges as compared to their multi-generation attending peers. And so some of those challenges are feeling isolated because they may not have the college-going kind of social capital and understanding. So from first-gen students that we've interviewed on our campus, they'll say things like, I didn't even know where the bursar's office was or what it was for as far as figuring out how to pay. I didn't know where to go to seek out help if I was struggling in a class. I didn't know how to approach my professor in the classroom. And so a lot of not knowing, a lot of unknowns. In addition, the stats show that first-generation college goers often lack some of those study skills, but also lack some of the social capital about how to find internships, when to look for internships, how to network on campus to promote your future career. We've also seen first-generation students really struggling sometimes to leave their community and be the first to go. They sometimes have a sense of guilt, a sense of I'm leaving behind family and friends and needing to go back sometimes and take care of family members and feeling that connectedness more so sometimes than their peers.
You don't think all students are going through these kinds of where is this and how is that done moments?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that you could also apply much of this to the multi-generation peers. But in particular, it's the fact that there are multiple kind of stressors that first-generation students are experiencing. So it's not just not having the social capital that they didn't hear at home, perhaps, as far as being successful in college. They may have attended underfunded high schools often, and so they also may not have the academic skills. And so students that we've interviewed have said things like, I was studying up until 3 o'clock in the morning every night because I had to put in that extra time to catch up to my peers, especially academically.
Stacey, I want to talk about these sessions that were part of your research that took place, I guess, earlier this year. Tell us about those.
Sure. Oftentimes, students at the high school level get college and career preparation, but we wanted to tailor the program. And so as trained school counselors, we decided to facilitate and build a partnership with a local school and run an 8-week small group with the intention of building college self-efficacy so that students would feel more confident going to college and build on some of those professional skills and help-seeking skills. One thing that we found was the approach wasn't necessarily personalized. And so we wanted to make sure that we were able to tailor the group to the needs of our students. Things like how to respond to discrimination that you may face in the school, how to have pride in your identities and strength in being first generation, and teaching them how to seek different resources when they're at the university.
How did this work out for the students? How about an example?
Sure. So by the end of the group, almost all of our students said that they felt like now they were more prepared. And one thing that they brought up over and over again was we talked about time management. And so we brought them a schedule and showed them what that might look like. You know, you're only in class a few days a week, and they were surprised by that. Other students, church was really important for them. And so for some students, they fit in, okay, here's where I can go to see a service, or they could be part of a student group on campus. And that's one thing that I didn't mention that we did focus on in our group is finding programs and finding your support system at the university. For example, our group was predominantly African American, so we looked for different African American groups at the schools that they were attending. And so the students were really excited to find a group to fit.
And Krista, you look like you want to say something.
Yeah, the connecting piece. We asked students what's keeping you here in college. And a lot of them said, I'm connected because I reached out or somebody reached out to me. And so finding ways to get them connected for those students who feel like they can't, because there was a handful of first-gen students who talked about how lonely they felt and how isolated. And so I think sometimes that's the difference between success and not success at the college level.
Krista, Were the exercises done in these sessions really to alleviate anxiety, the fear of what's ahead?
Absolutely. There's some research that shows that if you feel like you're going to be effective in college or you're going to be successful in college, you're more likely to be successful. And so I think anxiety gets in the way of feeling that. And it's anxiety based on the unknown. And they talked about that. And so some of the written feedback from the groups was this was just a great space to be able to talk about that anxiety, about being worried, to hear about my peers being worried. They hadn't had a space like that before.
And you provided one. Local researchers Krista Malott and Stacey Havlick are part of the Villanova University Department of Education and Counseling faculty. Thank you so much for your time. For tips on helping first-generation students adjust to college life, you can go to whyy.org.